Amen. Praise God. So the word tonight is counsel of the Lord. The counsel of the Lord. And the word counsel means advice or guidance, direction, instruction, information, or enlightenment. You know, people seek counsel all over the place, from attorneys, and even there's a school counselor. There's all type of counsel. But tonight, we're talking specifically about the counsel of the Lord. Praise God. And you will find me in the book of Psalm, the first chapter, the first verse. And I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible. So the first verse, in this book of Psalms, it presents a choice that every person must make. There's a fork in the road of life, in all of our lives, where we have to choose which route we're going to go. See, there's one route is the way of righteousness, which leads to blessings and abundant life. And then there's the other path, which is the path of sinners, which leads to destruction and death. So here's the first verse in the Amplified Bible. It says, blessed or fortunate or happy or prosperous is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor does he stand in the path where sinners walk, nor does he sit down to relax where the scornful and the mockers gather. Wow, that's what the scripture is telling us. And, you know, in the footnotes tells us that God doesn't judge people on the basis of race or sex or national origin, but he judges them on the basis of their faith in him and their response to his revealed will, to whatever his word is saying. Those who diligently try to obey God's will, they're the ones that are blessed. And they are likely very healthy and fruit-bearing, like trees and strong as roots. And then God, he promises to watch over them that obey his word, who look to him for counsel. Yes. And in God's wisdom, he guides our lives. In contrast, those who don't obey God have meaningless lives that blow away like dust. Now, we don't want to be like that, and that's not us. But we want to walk in the counsel of the godly. See, the blessed man does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly are wicked people, as the scripture says. They're sinners, and those characterized by godlessness. In other words, not being like God. But to walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, it means to reject any advice from the wicked. It includes avoiding any guiding influence that might shape or direct our lives in the way of life toward godlessness. But we want to walk in where there is a light. The Bible says we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with the other. Isn't that true? Praise God. So it tells us not even walking. It said don't even walk in the path where sinners, not walking or standing or sitting with the ungodly. It implies steering clear of sin by avoiding participation in every aspect of the sinner's way of life. Wow, that's powerful. That's a decision that we all have to make. Are we going to go the way of darkness, or are we going to take counsel and go the way of life? Again, the word tonight is the counsel of the Lord. A Christian cannot expect to make forward progress if he seeks counsel from sinners or makes plans with unbelievers, simply because it's what the scripture says. See, it sounds tight, but it is right. The scripture says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what does righteousness and wickedness have in common? There's nothing in common. It's like, or what fellowship can light have with darkness? So you can walk into a dark room, you turn on the light, guess what? The darkness has to disappear. Or Or vice versa. If you allow, here you are, you're walking as God said, we are the lights of the world, we're the salt of the earth. And as we allow ourselves to be governed and controlled by sinners and darkness, our light is subject to go out. But, you know, we want to be that light that Jesus says that we have that light, because he is the light. He is the light of us, and we are the light of the world. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to check our lives. Check your life. And so that sinners are they're blinded, and they're already lost. So how can they give you sound advice? Sound guidance, sound instruction, and enlighten you in the way that we should go. Because the scripture already told us to acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways. He promised to direct our paths. Amen. Praise God. And then the second verse, again, it's in the Amplified. It says, but our delight and desire are in the law of the Lord. And on or in his law, in other words, his instructions, the teachings of God, it says he habitually meditates and he ponders and he studies the word of God day and night, night and day. We can't get enough of the word of God. And God knows when we look at what's going on in the world today, it without the Lord, we wouldn't have hope. We wouldn't have know that, hey, there is a better way. There is a way out. But we know what the word of God, because why? Because we're walking in the light of his word. See, the person who chooses the righteous way of life avoids thinking like the ungodly, or behaving like the wicked, and associating with the godless. Instead, he will walk with the wise. We read the scripture not long ago. If you want to be wise, walk with the wise. You'll become wise. But, on the contrary, but if you walk and have a companion of fools, the scripture says, you suffer destruction and harm to your very life. You could read that in Proverbs 13 and 20. See, a believer who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly will apply biblical truths to his daily life, and letting God's word be a lamp and a guide to your feet. And then his scripture says, and he will be a light to our path. You can read that in Psalms 119 and 105. But the Bible says his delight, our joy, our peace, our confidence, our enjoyment is in the law of the Lord. Our victory is in the law of the Lord. Say amen to that. And in his law, the scripture says, we think deep on it. We think on it. We meditate on the scripture, on what the promises of God says. Hallelujah. He says day and night. You know, when I turn on the TV and you hear about so much ungodliness and the latest thing about the shooting in the school and some of our young people passed away, I says, my God, but oh, my Lord. And immediately we start thinking on what the promises says. And we begin to pray for the loss and the suffering. We begin to pray, oh, my God, for the victims' families and all. Because these people are going through. People are hurting. And when you have the love of God in your heart, you have compassion. Your heart should be moved with compassion. I'm talking about the counsel of the Lord, my God. In Romans 12 and 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and then perfect will of God. In other words, the scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We need to ask God to order our steps in his word. We need to ask God for guidance and leading, the counsel of the Lord. In his scripture, when we meditate day and night, it tells you how to live our lives. It's a road map for our life. It's a light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a lamp unto our feet. Again, it's a light unto our pathway. Praise God. We used to sing a song back in the day, and some of the older people might understand this or remember this song. And it said, lead me, guide me along the way, Lord, if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. And my God, we pray that prayer, we pray it, and we sing that song sincerely. My God, he will lead us. Why? Because he promised to do that. So people who walk after the counsel of the ungodly, you're living beneath your privilege. You're not living according to the way the God wants us to live, that abundant life. He wants us to live free, and he wants us to be able to walk in the freedom of God, walk joyfully in spite of all that we go through. And listen, just because Jesus came that we may have life and have that life more abundantly doesn't mean that we're not going to have trials, doesn't mean that we won't have tribulation, doesn't mean that we're going to suffer disappointments and heartaches. But my God, but what it means that God always makes a way and escape, that he is always with us every step of the way. My God, praise God. So if we take what the scripture says, to walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, not according to the direction and instruction or the advice of the ungodly, but if we walk in light of God's word, if we walk according to what the Spirit says, that we're going to have life. We'll reap life everlasting. But people who walk after the counsel of the ungodly, they're living according to the flesh, and they have their mindset on what the flesh desires. Hallelujah. But in contrast, those who live in accordance and walk after the Spirit, they have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. See, the mind governs by the flesh is death. My God. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile or an enemy to God. That's what the word says. The carnal mind is enmity to God. It does not submit to God's law, or it doesn't submit itself to God's will, or neither can it do that. So therefore, that person who's walking in the flesh and the guidance of the ungodly, they cannot please God. My God. A fleshly mind will never enhance your faith walk with God. It will never do that. It will hinder your spiritual growth. Hallelujah. Can I just tell you like it is? Can I just tell the word, just what the word means? It's simply like this. If we walk out of the flesh, We are subject, we're going to die and reap the things of the flesh. But if we walk after the Spirit, we're going to reap life everlasting. It is as simple as that. So God calls his children to choose the way of righteousness, to be set apart, to be holy. And he calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Like you and I, we've been called from the darkness. We've been called out of the darkness. We've been called and set aside and as unto the Lord. That's where sanctification comes in at. We can grow. We're growing every single day. You're not going to get saved one day and be on the top of the mountain and says, I got everything I need. No. This is a faith walk. This is a journey. This is a journey learning how to be more like Jesus. That's why we have his word. That's why we have that counsel, the counsel of the Lord. And it's going to lead us and direct us. The word of God is our roadmap from earth to heaven. And again, let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you all the way. Hallelujah. With song we used to sing, he led my mother, he led my father. Let Jesus lead you. He's a mighty good leader. Hallelujah. He will not leave us comfortless. He is that comfort. He is our peace. He is that joy that we need in the midst of trials, because he says we in this world we're going to have tribulation and trials, but he already told us to be of good cheer. Why? Because he has overcome the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we're talking about walking in the path of the blessings of life and peace. And then at the very last verse in that Psalm, the first chapter, it says, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. He knows the way we take. But he says the way of the ungodly shall perish. Right there it tells anybody that you don't need to be a Bible scholar to have the good common sense to listen. Why would you take advice and walk in the counsel of the ungodly when God says that you're going to perish? I don't know about you, but I want life. I choose life. Hallelujah. I know you'll choose life as well. Praise God. So seek counsel from the Lord, and you will come out with a victory every time. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. Walking in the counsel of the Lord. That's the word for tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God is good. And we believe God that he will bless us, that we will walk in his light and in his word. So now I want to pray. And as I said to you, get your prayer requests out. And I'm going to unmute these lines. We are going to pray. We're going to pray together. And so whatever your request is, let your request be made known as I pray, as I lead this prayer. Hallelujah. So hold on. Let me unmute the line. Praise God. So we've got these lines unmuted tonight, and we're going to pray, and we're going to take our requests to the Lord. And we know that prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's why we're on this line. That's why we're on this line week after week after week. We hear the word of God, and then we can believe God, and that's what we're going to ask God. So let's just pray, and let's believe the Lord. You've got your prayer request. I have some prayer requests here, and the Lord knows. He knows. He knows your name. He knows where we are. Praise God. We just need to just ask him and believe in his name that things will be done. Amen. Praise God. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, our Father God, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge your holy presence, Lord, on this prayer line tonight. We know that you're in the midst of us. Hallelujah. Because we know there's more than two or three of us that we are touching and agreeing in faith. Hallelujah. The things that we are going to ask you for, God, we believe you, God. See, we praise you, Lord, and we lift up your name, Jesus, for there is none like you. Hallelujah. There's none like you. We thank you, Lord, for your unconditional love for us, God. We thank you, Lord, for your patience, because no one knows us like you do, God. No one can love us like you do, God. Hallelujah. We pray, God. We ask you, Lord, you know our down sitting, and you already know our uprising. You know our thoughts afar off before we even think them tonight. Hallelujah. But God, we thank you for being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for being our light, and thank you for being our salvation tonight. It is in you, God, that we live and that we move and we have our being. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus, for shedding your precious blood that we might have right to the tree of life, God. And Father, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, search our hearts tonight. Father, there be anything in our life that's not like you. We ask you to take it out, God. God, fix us, make us, mold us after your will. Help us, God, that we will seek you, God, that we will seek godly counsel, God, that we will walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, God. God, we thank you, Lord. If there be any on this line that's not saved, God, that you, God, would save their soul. Hallelujah. Any on this line that needs salvation, just simply say, Lord, forgive me. Save me, Lord. Deliver me and set me free. God, I'm sorry, God. And God, I ask that you apply your blood to my life. Wash me in your blood. Make me new, God. Give me new direction, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord, because you are the great I am. Oh, yes, you are.
You are Alpha and you are Omega.
You're the beginning, God, and you are the end. Father, you are the first and you are the last. We thank you tonight. right, Father, for being Lord over our lives. Oh, yes, you are. You are our protector, God.
Hallelujah.
You're the protector. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our strong tower. Hallelujah. You are our fortress. You are very present help in the time of trouble. We pray your protection over our children, over our family, over our friends, over our neighbors, God. We ask that you cover us, cover with the blood of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for goodness and the mercies that are brand new every single day. The goodness that follow us all the days of our life. We thank you, God. Father, we praise you, Lord. And God, we just thank you, Lord, for every person on this line that needs healing tonight. Now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for healing for all those on this prayer line tonight who are sick in their bodies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, because you said in Isaiah 53:5 that you were wounded for our transgressions. Oh, yes. And then you were bruised for our iniquities. And that the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord, and with your stripes, hallelujah, we are healed. We claim our healing. We accept our healing tonight in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what we feel like. God, we stand on your word. We claim it. We expect it. Because healing, God, you said healing is the children's bread. Therefore, we receive our healing tonight. We expect healing. We call forth healing tonight in on everybody that needs healing, whether it's healing in their mind, healing in their spirit, healing in their relationship, healing, God, on their job, God. Father, we bring forth healing tonight in the name of Jesus. We pray your protection against all types of viruses and all variants, God. We pray your protection. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We come against everything that's contrary to your word. Hallelujah. And, Father, we speak to arthritis, rheumatism, rheumatoid arthritis, bulging and dislocated discs, swelling and inflammation, and sepsis in the body. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Satan, you will loose your hold right now in the name of Jesus. We come against heart disease and heart murmur, cancers and lung disease, diabetes. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Crohn's disease, shortness of breath. Father, God, we just know that by your stripes, God, that we are healed. God, that you bore our sickness. You bore it in your bodies. You bore all the diseases in your body. Was nailed to the cross. When you say, Father, it is finished, it is finished. We are victorious. We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Father, all types of disabilities, foot pain, God, joint pain, and all kinds of chronic pain, even those on this line that are experiencing nerve pain, neurological issues, God, we ask you to fix it in the name of Jesus. We come against, God, the things that would hinder your people from serving you, from having that abundant life, from walking in the freedom of their healing, God. We accept the healing for them, Jesus. We believe you. We pray for manifestation of these healings to take place right now. We call forth rapid recovery from surgeries, God. Hallelujah. Yes. And God, all the things that represent the problems that are on the folks are on this line, God, that healing, deliverance, peace, that you will set them free, Father God, because we know he that the Son sets free is free indeed. Glory to God. Free in our mind. We thank you for freedom tonight. We thank you for that kind of peace that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Glory to God. God, we believe you. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving all all of our iniquities. You told us don't forget the benefits. You heal all our diseases. Father, I thank you, Lord, because you know what we have need of. Even before we ask, God, hallelujah. God, we thank you for your promises. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, we know that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. God, we thank you for the victory tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray tonight that you would give strength and comfort for all bereaved families all over the world, especially those families, God, that lost their children to the needless death, to the hands of a gun person, to the gun, the young fella. God, we pray for their healing in their hearts, God. Only you can heal that hurting heart. Only you can heal the aches and the pain, God, and how much they will miss their child. Father, only you can deliver and set them free. God, we speak, God, speak to their heart. You will give them peace, God. Give them hope, God. Give them strength, God. Give them comfort, Lord God. In your word, let these families know that you would never leave them and that you would never forsake them, Father. In Jesus' precious name, in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, that we were able to pray tonight. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have this prayer line tonight. Thank you, God, that we can present, we can come boldly before the throne of grace, and we can find comfort, and we can find peace, and we can find the joy of the Lord that continues to be our strength. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask all these things. And hallelujah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We pray for our churches, Lord. We pray for our pastors, God. We pray for our leaders, God, that, God, you would just enlighten them. Yes. God, that they will seek you as never before. Hallelujah. That they will preach your word, God, that they will not sugarcoat it. That they will preach it as it is. That they will tell people truth. You said know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Hallelujah. Bless our churches. Bless the finances. Bless the finances of even of the people, God. God, we thank you, Lord, the things that we are believing you for, even at Petersville, God. We believe you, God. We thank you, Lord. It will come to pass. It's already done. By faith, we speak it. We receive it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All of our ministers, our mother of the church, our father of the church, every lay person, God, no matter what their position is, God, you ask that you would bless them. Bless all that they set their hands to do, and that we would give you the praise, that we dare not touch your glory. Hallelujah. That we would praise you, God, that we would be thankful, that we will bless your name at all times, and your praises shall be in our mouth. In Jesus' name, amen. Let all of God's people say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Come on, somebody on this line, give God the praise. Give him the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah. We love you, God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for the answer. Hallelujah. We thank you for peace and joy. We thank you, God. We can make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessing us and blessing our families. You bless us to come together this Thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord. We don't take it for granted. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for those mercies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We say yes to your will. Yes, 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 yes. Yes to your will tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I bless his holy name. Yes, to your will. Hallelujah. Bless to your will, God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless to yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes. Our soul says yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel so much better. Hallelujah. I believe God. I receive that word and I hear that word and he's heard our prayer. So I thank God again. Thank God for victory and peace. Thank God. Thank God for this prayer line. Hallelujah. We glorify the Lord and we give him praise. So until next week, we ask that you continue to grow in God, continue to love on somebody, love the Lord. I'll tell you what, I'm going in a different place than God. I'm going to a new level. How about you? I'm going to a higher plane in the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I plan on going in the counsel of God. Amen. And I just thank God for every one of you. Thank you for being on this prayer line. Thank you. Hallelujah for your prayers and your faithfulness. And we thank God for you. So until next week, continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help, all of our help. It comes from the Lord, and continue to be blessed. I love you. Pastor Bolden loves you. And most of all, God loves you. So God bless you, and we will see you next Wednesday. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You can pray.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.